Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, though, Leinster Rugby have submitted plans to the government for a test event to assess the use of rapid antigen testing for the safe return of spectators to matches at the RDS Arena. And it could all happen as early as next month. Well, if this test event is successful, it could be a blueprint to be used by other sporting, cultural and community organisations for the safe return of limited crowds to their events. Well, for more on all this, I'm joined now by the CEO of Leinster Rugby, Mick Dawson. Mick, thank you very much for joining us this evening. You might talk us through firstly what's in this plan.
Good afternoon, Sarah. Well, basically, the government obviously are looking at plans to hopefully open up the economy shortly. And Martin Murphy, who is the CEO of the Aviva Stadium Company, in line with the IRFU, the GAA and the FAI, he submitted a plan for graduated return to crowds to the Department of Sport. And this document here is just a follow-up document, which is slightly more sophisticated and would suggest that if we are allowed to have social gatherings, that an antigen testing could be done in the morning of a match or the morning of a concert or the morning of going to a cinema or something like that. And you would then get a text message on your phone to say you had a negative test and you'd be able to go to the match that evening. I mean, that's it in a kind of a broad outline. So obviously this is a proof of concept. It would be something that would be a pilot and a testing, and we're suggesting that if we got permission, we could do this sometime in May.
Okay, so next month, which, you know, given people are just after getting out of their 5K today for the first time, just seems, you know, it seems soon, but I mean, it's an interesting concept, certainly. Tell us how many spectators, in terms of the pilot, how many spectators are you proposing to accommodate and how would it all work?
Well, we're suggesting the RDS, where most people know we play our home matches, but this could be done in the Aviva Stadium, it could be done in Croke Park, it could be done in Thomond Park, Musgrave Park, it could be done anywhere. We're suggesting the RDS Stadium holds about 18,500 people, and we're suggesting the pilot scheme would be for about 2,000 people who would get tested on the morning of a match and then follow up by being able to go to the match that evening. So they would, we have four stands in the RDS. So we're suggesting there'll be 500 people in each stand, two tickets together, both people from the same bubble, both testing negative would be able to go to the match. Again, as I say, that's it in a nutshell.
Okay, and then the two people together in their bubble would be, I'm assuming, 2 metres apart from the next bubble. Is that the idea?
Correct, they'd wear masks and they'd be 2 metres social distancing, yeah.
Okay, so they go then at 7 o'clock in the morning to the antigen testing centre, the people who have tickets, and they get tested. Firstly, will you be looking for proof that people are in the same bubble, or is that going to be going on trust?
No, we'd be looking for proof they're both from the same household, but I think there would be an element of trust in it as well, because it's difficult to check it out. But there would be some form of proof required, I would hope. And then if one of them tested positive, neither of them could go to the match. And if there was a positive test, we would communicate with those people and we would either give them a PCR test in the RDS or recommend they go to the HSE.
Okay. It sounds, you're putting in place everything you could possibly put in place here in terms of precautions, except for the bit that you can't control, which is the travel. And now you have 2,000 people all travelling together for an antigen test at 7 o'clock in the morning and travelling home again, presumably, and then travelling back in again to the match and travelling home again. And that's the part that we have heard from the health experts causes them the most concern in terms of how people act outside of these official events. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, my understanding is certainly for the testing, people would not all be arriving at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
You would get an appointment to arrive at 7, 7.10, 7.20 and so forth. So we would be trying to stagger people through, and Eamon O'Boyle and associates, who are health and safety experts, have done a plan which has also been submitted to government as to how people would go in and out, and that this would be reducing crowds. And also we would be encouraging people, there would be different forms of access and egress. And as you know, the RDS is situated in the middle of a number of roads, so we would see this crowd dispersing very quickly throughout the city.
And would there be an attempt to sort of communicate that to the people who are coming in terms of the safe travel there to and from the event and dispersing quickly afterwards and all of that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this is a program that's been run by Dr. Alan Farrell and two associates. So we would expect that, and as I say, Eamon O'Boyle, who runs all our big matches and runs lots of matches for both the GAA and the IRFU, would be in charge of all this. But as I say, this is for discussion and for suggestion, and we're happy enough to talk to anybody about this.
Mm. The rapid antigen testing has obviously been approved by the government's rapid testing group recommendation, but we do know there was some division in the people who were sitting on that group. It wasn't unanimous that they felt that it was the right way to go. Do you have any thoughts about that, that not everybody was convinced that it is a good way to go in terms of trying to track the virus?
Yeah, I've no doubt there will be further discussion required on this, but the UK government seem to be convinced that the antigen testing works, and Professor Mark Ferguson also recommended the antigen testing. And as I say, this is a suggestion, and mm-hmm. we'd be happy to talk to anybody about it.
Are you working with other sporting bodies in relation to it?
Yeah, well, as I said, the original report from Martin Murphy works closely with the IRFU, the GAA and the FAI, and this proposal has also got the support of the IRFU, the GAA and the FAI.
So what are you hoping ultimately, Mick, to get from this? Say you get the go-ahead to do it and there are no outbreaks that can be linked to the event afterwards. What is the end game here? Is it that then you would be able to have this size event again very shortly afterwards, or what's the plan? What are you thinking in relation to it?
Yeah, well, I think to get people back through the turnstiles, someone needs to do a pilot, right? Mm. If the pilot works, as you say, and everything is happy and there's no further outbreaks, I think that crowds back for all sports would be hugely important. I mean, the revenue model that we operate under is missing spectators hugely, as it is for the IRFU, the GAA and the FAI, and it can't last forever. So what we need people back in stadia safely, and we, for example, will be selling season tickets for next year. So we'd like to get people back quickly and safely as soon as possible.
Okay, look, it's very interesting, and thank you very much for joining us to talk us through the proposal. That's CEO of Leinster Rugby, Mick Dawson. You can let us know what you think. 251551. We'll take a break.